Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And I'm just going to give everybody a heads up here in that, and Benny and Jacob may or may not know this, is first and foremost, we have a great show today. And this really is a great show today. I'm so excited to do this show with Nancy Landrum. Oh my goodness, the mysterious magic of gratitude. Boy, this is the game changer. I just want to give a heads up to everybody out there. If you notice that we've got some people that are filling in or that I'm not on air every day, that will soon change as we go into the second week of May. A lot of transformation going on the planet and especially in my life, all for a good cause. But many of you know what it is like to do some self-care, get some things done that you wouldn't have normally gotten done, and then move your home after 14 years. And boy, I'm excited about it. And yet at the same time, I'm so grateful for all of the hosts, the co-hosts, Jacob, Benny, everybody. And I'm also thrilled to say we're going to be expanding out our studios, and we're going to be building some really cool things for people to be able to come in again whenever that is going to happen. But it's all about gratitude. Joining me here today is Nancy Landrum, and many of you know about her work. You've heard her do great, great shows, Relationship Rehab Show. This is recovering happiness in your love and your life. This is about marriage, but it's not just about marriage. This is about relationships, and it's even beyond relationships. But when you are the kind of coach that Nancy is, you know, when you have the deep desire to be in relationship, a loving relationship, and then you write books about it, but then you get a curveball. I'm not talking Mariners either. You get a curveball. And when you get the curveball, what do you do with it? Do you salvage your marriage? Do you ditch your marriage, or do you accelerate and expand? That's Nancy. Now, she helps people worldwide dream, live, and love. And to do it with the strong foundation of relationship rehab. Nancy, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's very good to be here with you again, Dr. Pat. Yeah.
I don't know how you pick these topics, but I got to tell you, this one is right up there for me.
Good.
The mysterious magic of gratitude. I want to start with that because we don't refer to it as the mysterious magic. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if we actually stop every day and talk about gratitude. Tell me about the power potential that you've discovered in the mysterious magic of gratitude.
Well, it started for me in my first marriage. I married at the age of 19, and I was sure this man was going to give me the love finally that I'd been searching for as a child. And he didn't quite measure up once we were married. There were a lot of things I was disappointed in. Primarily, he worked 5-6 days a week all day, and we spent a good day of our seventh day in church, and I wasn't getting the attention I wanted. So I nagged him a lot. You know, can't you take half a day off? Can't you take Saturday off once in a while? Spend some time with me. Well, occasionally he would take some time off, and I'd end up with a migraine headache. And I realized it was because I wasn't really sure he wanted to be with me, or he just wanted me off of his case. And finally, we'd been married about 2.5 years, and my efforts to make him change were not working. And I finally just literally cried out and said, God, I'll do anything to change the trajectory of this marriage if you will just tell me what to do. And there was no lightning bolt from heaven. But the next day, the thought came to me, instead of complaining, I'm sorry, I thought my phone was off. Instead of complaining about—
They're jumping off the hook because they want to know what you, they want to know what the secret sauce is that Nancy's talking about here today. Because you just started the show and I'm already thinking, this is now me. Be careful what you ask for, because my mom did the same thing. And then she tried to undo it, but continue, please.
Okay, well, the next day, the thought came to me, instead of complaining about all the time I didn't have from him or the attention I wasn't getting from him, to begin being thankful for every minute I had. Wow. And so I began what I now call a spiritual practice. When I heard his truck drive in the driveway, I began saying, thank you that he's home. Thank you that he doesn't hang out in a bar. Thank you that he's not with anyone else. Thank you that he comes home faithfully, 5:30 every night, to spend the evening with his wife and with then his little boy. Mm. And what happened was that I became more content, first of all. That was the first thing that happened. And then about a month later, as he was leaving for work one Saturday morning, he said, I'm thinking about coming home at noon. Is there anything you'd like to do? Well, my mouth dropped open because he'd never volunteered that before. And I said, sure. And I don't really remember what we did. It was nothing much, but I didn't get a migraine headache. I knew he was there because he chose to be. And that attitude of just being grateful for what he gave me, rather than complaining about what I thought I was missing. Now, one of the things that I thought I was missing is he didn't say, I love you very often. And one morning, he had this annoying habit on Sunday morning while I was getting two babies ready to go to church. He had this annoying habit of washing the car. And I think, what are you doing out there washing the car? I'm in the house. I'm trying to get myself and two children ready. I need help in here. I was standing at the kitchen window watching him start to wash the car. And it suddenly occurred to me, he took a lot of pride in his vehicles. He loved keeping them clean. He wanted to show up at church with his precious little family in a clean car. He was proud of us. It was his way of saying that he loved us. And after that, every time I saw him washing the car on a Sunday morning, I would feel loved. I accepted his gift as a love gift rather than demanding that he give it to me in the way I wanted it. So that was my first profound lesson in the power of switching from complaining to gratitude.
Yeah. I want to ask you this question, and because we are talking about the mysterious magic of gratitude. You know, there are, over my experience, and really most people wouldn't think about this, but really this is, I'm a newcomer to this arena, this view of spirituality. And actually I do call gratitude a spiritual practice. That's just mm-hmm. what I believe.
Yes.
I want to talk about that shift, that change of heart. And the reason I want to talk about this is because when we shift, when we change, most of the time, we don't think that there is a powerful force that can influence anything. I'm not saying, Nancy, we could change other people, but no. Certainly we could open up the door for a different response.
Right. Right. Exactly. In fact, just to kind of cap off that story,
we
had 18 more months together before my husband unexpectedly dropped dead.
Yeah.
And wow. In that 18 months, we laughed more, we talked mm-hmm. more. I never told him about my practice of gratitude. It was not anything I ever shared with him. I didn't share it with anyone else. It was just something that shifted inside of me. And when he died, I was so grateful that I had made that shift, because the last 18 months we had together were not perfect, but they were so much better than the first 2.5 years had been. And I had, you know, 2 baby boys that needed a mom.
Yeah.
And you know, frankly, that practice of gratitude probably disappeared for a few years. I was just trying to dig myself out of the hole of grief and depression for a few years. But later the lesson came back, you know, kept recurring until I kind of laughingly say, gratitude is my number one lesson in life. It seems to come up over and over again, the need for me to express gratitude, even when I don't feel grateful.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to talk to you about this when we come back, because right there, you just, that was it. When we come back. So here is what I love about you picking this topic today. First of all, you're not just talking about gratitude. You're talking about mysterious, magical. I love this. I want to call it too, and I want you to comment on this when we come back, on demand results. And what I mean by that is that we're going to talk stories. You and I are going to share some stories. And really, this is a call for action for all of you listening today. And what if, despite what's going on in the world, despite the pandemic, despite relationships and marriages that are being destroyed, despite the amount of alcohol you may be drinking right now, what if we could share something with you today? One simple thing that you could do today. Simple. You don't even have to buy anything. But if we could share this with you today, my question for all of you, and I would love for you to call in, would you be willing to try it with us? Are you willing? Are you ready to try it? Are you ready? 1-800-930-2819. This is it. And I will tell you that if you are willing to try it, your life will change. When we come back, powerful examples. How do you go from poverty and homelessness? How do you do that to getting a great job? How do you go from not being able to put food on the table to have an abundance of food at your choice, enough to give it to others? Is that gratitude? Nancy's taking that on. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Nancy Landrum is here today, and we are talking about the mysterious magic of gratitude. Before we go ahead and really talk about how gratitude has such a ripple effect in every aspect of our lives, you are working with people all over the world. Relationships are suffering. Whether it's your home relationship, the relationship with your kids, your grandkids, work relationships right now are so tense, right? You've authored a number of books that I consider my guide to go-to books, right?
Thank you.
Do people find out about you? Because sometimes it takes more than a book. They need your help. How do they do that?
Well, first of all, go to my website, nancylandrum.com, or you can call the phone number 951-239-1134. Leave a message. I'll get back to you very shortly. But the website will give you dozens of examples of testimonies and dozens of options as far as courses you can take online or books that you can purchase about various topics.
Wow. So before the break, I was saying, look, we're going to share some things today. We're going to give people very specific tools. And the question that I ask everyone was, are you willing to try it? Even if you don't think it works, because it's hard to know the magic, the mysterious magic of gratitude until you try it. But let's talk about the ripple effect of this for a moment. We're not just talking about relationships, although we are. But talk about how gratitude can manifest things beyond our wildest imaginations.
Another powerful time when gratitude became very essential for my well-being was my husband Jim and I were going through a very stressful time financially. And our source of income were lots and lots of little checks, like $100 here, $150 there. I was the bookkeeper. Every time I made out a deposit, I caught myself in my head saying, that's not enough, that's not enough. And finally, I mean, after weeks, I caught myself repeating this as I was making out deposits. And I thought, that's not going to work. That affirmation, it's not enough, is just going to keep us stuck in a financial position that's very stressful. And so instead, I began the spiritual practice again of saying, thank you for this dollar. Thank you for this check. Thank you that there's enough to pay the mortgage. Thank you that we got our electric bill paid. Thank you that we have enough to buy gas for the car. So the shift, and it can happen instantly inside of you. You go from not enough to thank you for what I have, and or I'm frightened about this. No, thank you that there's a plan and it's working out and it's going to be fine. Well, over a period of time, we worked our way out of that financial hole. And one of the things that happened very unexpectedly is my parents saw that we were struggling and they wanted to know what amount of money would be a help. And they just wrote out a check. Now, we didn't ask anything that I was asking for or had even dreamed of. And here this source of generosity came that made a huge difference. And then we bought our house at the top of the market. The market crashed soon afterwards. We lost about $30,000 or $40,000 of equity in our house during this period of time. I was just grateful we planned to stay there. We weren't going to sell it. But shortly after this practice of gratitude began, the house began to appreciate in value again, until finally it had gained enough appreciation we could refinance, pay off the second trust deed that was held by the people we bought it from, and move forward in a much stronger financial position. During that time of practicing gratitude, I took the, in the Christian tradition, in the Bible, it says many, many times in the Bible, multiple times, to be grateful for everything.
Yeah.
And there have been many times when I've said, God, do you really mean everything? Really everything? Well, I remember looking out my kitchen window in that house at the green grass growing in our backyard. And I thought, that is such a beautiful shade of green. Thank you for that shade of green. Thank you for that bush that's flowering. Thank you for the 79-cent package of sweet pea seeds I planted along our fence line that grew into 8 feet high, multicolored sweet pea bushes along 30 feet of fence. It was just glorious, and it was only 79 cents and a little bit of daily care. But that I teach couples when I'm teaching them communication skills to avoid the absolutes, like don't say you never or you always or why don't you, or, avoid the absolutes in communication with other people, because it's always going to create a negative reaction. But God isn't shy about using absolutes. Mm-hmm. He says, always be grateful, always be thankful. I kind of chuckled when I read a quote by the Dalai Lama who said, we aren't smart enough to know when something is bad.
Yep.
So we judge things as good or bad depending on how they make us feel, but we're not smart enough to know the ultimate outcome of anything. In fact, after Jim died, as part of my practice of gratitude, I said, okay, God, thank you. I didn't want this. I don't like it. I wish it hadn't happened. I planned on living 20 more years with this wonderful man. But thank you, because I have no idea what the plan is, the grand plan. I can only see my tiny little vision that's very self-centered.
Yeah, I love this, because I want to talk about gratitude releases powerful forces in our favor. I want to talk about that because I know that's what you do talk about. And the reason I want to talk about it is, you can be in the middle of, just like you talked about, really horrific situation. I mean, the loss of a loved one, just like that, like one day here, one day gone, just like that. And, the one thing that people don't want to hear when you're in the middle of that is, things happen for a reason. You just don't really, that's not what we're talking about here today. So I just want to be clear to people. We're talking about gratitude. That's not gratitude. That's somebody else's opinion of something that they don't really know about. And you may not be able to get to the place of gratitude around things like that are so powerfully painful, but we can work on getting there, just like you said, right?
We can. Nothing prevents us from saying, making a statement of gratitude, even though we don't feel like it. I think that is the most powerful indication of faith. when we say thank you, even though I don't like it, I don't want it, but thank you because, you know, somehow this is going to turn out for my good.
I want to ask you this question before we go to break. You know, in what you're doing and you're working with people and you're helping people, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the pandemic. And I think it's important to mention it. I think for myself, and I'll just speak to myself, the events that we call the pandemic has so many layers. It affects us personally. It affects us emotionally. It affects us financially. But the one thing that we can have control of is not to let it affect us negatively spiritually. Mm-hmm. That one thing. You know, you can't, I have friends that, you know, on the verge of losing homes. I mean, those are real things, material world. But there is an element that goes on inside. There is a thing that goes on inside of all of us. And gratitude and recognition doesn't have to be this long act or conversation. When we come back, let's talk about the ways that we can step in to the vibration of absolute gratitude, even if you're faking it till you make it. What does that look like? And what is it that we can say to you couples out there? What can we say to you that you can do today? Today, Nancy's going to give this to you today. Today. Are you in? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
When you lose a child, you find yourself part of a club that you never chose to join. There is a way to find meaning and joy in your life again. Jen Ripa has created a 6-week sacred grief system, helping you let go of grief, heal with compassion, and understand what's available to you in the rest of your life. It can feel scary acknowledging that a part of you wants to move forward because you're not sure how to do it in a way that honors your child. The good news is that when you allow yourself to address your grief in a multisensory way, you can transition from sadness, regret, and hopelessness into a life that gives you peace, joy, and meaning. Jennifer understands with deep compassion how you're feeling because she's been there. For more information about the Sacred Grief Course, visit thriveology.com. That's thriveology.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Laub, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. The Mysterious Magic of Gratitude today. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Nancy Landrum. How much gratitude did you get from the Oscars, Benny?
You know, I actually didn't catch any of it.
I didn't catch it either because I was moving.
I was up north, and we were visiting the Tulip Festival.
Oh, I know. It's beautiful. Yeah, I bet you are grateful about that.
It was gorgeous up there, yes.
Oh,
I kind of took a break from watching the TV. I think I've had a little bit too much of that for the pandemic time.
Yeah.
And I know there were some great winners. I've been kind of catching.
There were some great winners, and there were some great movies and actors that were on my list, but I do understand why they didn't win. And I'll save that for another show. We live in a bold time. And when you have an award ceremony like that, you hear more gratitude than you can imagine. And then you hear more gratitude about who you didn't mention during that. So that's what we're talking about here. It's gratitude for everything. I want everybody to make sure even if you don't know if you need help, call Nancy, email Nancy, nancylandrum.com. Set up a consultation, have a conversation, because I will tell you at the times that I needed help most in my life, I didn't know I needed help. I just knew I was really not happy. Nancy, it's so great to be talking with you about this. And I wanted to get to, you know, this idea of greater abundance. Oh, does greater abundance always happen? You know, have you seen that? And how do you coach couples? What do you do? What is the first thing? Let me go to this one because I need to probably use this today myself. What is the first thing you do to help couples? What is your assignment?
Well, first of all, as human beings, we seem to have a bent toward dwelling on the negative, dwelling on what we don't wish was different. So one of the first assignments that I give couples when they start out in a coaching package is that they're supposed to express a genuine heartfelt appreciation to their spouse at least once a day, every day, for the length of our coaching package. And I hope by then it's a habit and they keep it up for the rest of their lives. But the goal is to make it specific, not a broad general, you're a good husband, or I'm glad you're my wife. It's thank you for taking the trash out without me asking last night. I appreciate that about you. Or I love the quality of nurturing that you give our children. I loved how you handled the situation with Tommy last night. A very specific appreciation, heartfelt and true, and given with generosity, and then you make sure that your partner repeats it back. Now, Jim was the one that started that practice with me. I grew up in a family where I never got appreciation, was never noticed unless I misbehaved. And so when anyone complimented me, it just sort of floated by in the air out, you know, 3 or 4 feet away from me. I couldn't take it in. And so when Jim realized that, he would stand right in front of me, put his hands on either side of my face, look me in the eye. And for an example, he told me one time, thank you so much for all the preparation you did that made our vacation go so smoothly. All I had to do was just join you and enjoy it. Thank you so much for how hard you worked. And then he said, now I want you to repeat it back to me. And it was in repeating it back to him that I took in the wonder, you know, the pleasure of that appreciation rather than just dismissing it and letting it go by. Mm. So now I ask couples to give each other a genuine appreciation that's about a specific character quality or a specific event every day, and ask your partner to repeat it back to make sure that they really take it in. What I find is that all of us are starving for appreciation. There's a chapter in the sequel to the How to Stay Married book called The Worldwide Famine, and it's the famine of gratitude and appreciation for each other. And how, you know, it's so magical. It's such a small gift. It doesn't cost us anything. I was standing in line at the grocery store one day, and the poor clerk was just getting reamed out by the man ahead of me, who was mad about something that wasn't her fault. She hadn't done anything wrong, but she was taking the heat for it. And finally, he paid for his groceries and left. And I stood up next to her and I said, while she was ringing up my groceries, I said, "I bet you can hardly wait till it's time to go home." And you could see her whole body relax, you know, because I was acknowledging that she'd just taken this nasty diatribe from the man ahead of me. She'd done it with grace. And as soon as I acknowledged her, her whole body relaxed, her face relaxed, she smiled. She said, "Yeah, I've got about 30 more minutes." And I said, "Well, go home and take a hot bath. You deserve it." I helped make her day a better day by giving her just a simple acknowledgement of what she had just endured and done it very gracefully.
Mm-hmm. What you're discussing, and that, let's go over this for a minute, because this is something people listening could do. Maybe if it's not an exact fit, they can do it. So there are two things I want to get to really here. I'm probably going to skip the next break, Nancy and Benny and Jacob. What if that was the thing you did? If you picked one thing, right? See, I think that we're calling this the mysterious magical or the magic mysterious, whatever it is. The reason we're calling it that is because it doesn't take a lot of effort to get a magnificent result, right?
Right. When I change what I'm putting into the relationship, then it changes what I'm getting out. It changes the person that's being acknowledged, and with gratitude, with appreciation, it changes that person. It's amazing how many couples begin to do this and they discover they're so uncomfortable. It's like they're afraid that they're asking to be bragged on or something, that, you know, they're uncomfortable with being acknowledged for a positive quality. And yet that is exactly what the relationship needs in order to get it turned around. I can't hear you.
Yeah. All of a sudden Zoom wants to mute me when I'm not. I think it must have a new automatic feature that if you're not talking, it must do something. I don't know. It's done that like five times. One of the things that I find is that appreciation is so important. And people, I think, confuse appreciation and gratitude. And I want to talk about this. You and I were chatting about The Only Little Prayer You Need. And when I read that little teeny book, what came to me was sometimes I couldn't say the thing I was grateful for. For example, how is it possible to be grateful for COVID-19? How do we get to that place? And what if we didn't have to get to that place? What if we held in our mind when we get that hit about something that's related to that? What if the only words we said out loud or to ourselves were thank you, you fill in the blank. Thank you, God. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, universe. Thank you, world. What if every time we get that We said thank you. What if we could do that, Nancy? What if we could do that?
We would change the world.
Yeah.
Very quickly, we would change the world.
Yeah.
And at the very least, we change what's going on in our own heart, which changes people around us. When we are able to say thank you, even when we can't look at and dissect, you know, exactly why we should be thankful, but being thankful changes me. And then it changes how I relate to other people. I've had one or two couples that have told me since COVID hit, it's put so much stress on their relationship because they're working from home, they're schooling their children from home, there's no babysitter, there's no schooling. And it's the added stress has exposed the cracks in their relationship. And I said, the day will come when you will be grateful for COVID-19, for exposing the cracks in your relationship so that you could begin to heal them rather than ignoring them or pretending they aren't there or just getting by. Because what you really long for in a relationship is not just good enough to get by. You want a, you know, you want a loving relationship. You want loving cooperation. You want good communication. So thank God for COVID for exposing the cracks so that you can look for help and start healing them.
Yeah. You know, this is so important. Let's take it to the next segment, if we could, for a minute, because what we're just talking about, I really want to invite everybody out there to try this. And you don't necessarily have to have the complete buy-in. You know, when something horrible happens in our lives, and it can be any number of things, you know, that term is very subjective. What is a real hard thing for me may not be a hard thing for you. What's hard for Linda? What's hard for Jacob? What's hard for, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It's not comparison. But if right. you're hit with something during the day where it, you can feel it in your gut, you know, your shoulders drop, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
What if we could go to that even before we had try to fix it, try to solve the problem, try to conclude it? What if we went to a thank you? And I think that's what you're talking about today. Because let's talk about the end game of gratitude and appreciation. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about how it could positively affect our businesses. You know, in our case, I'm just watching what's getting done with our technology and the people that want to have a voice for what they're doing in the world. I could do what if, what if, what if. I'd love for you to fill in the what if blanks for us today.
Well, a little over a year ago, well, let's go back a few years. I was beating myself up because I don't like to do marketing. I don't like to do the online kind of marketing that all the online gurus tell me to do. I don't like working Facebook. I don't, you know, I just didn't like it. And I kept trying to make myself do it. And I resisted, didn't like it. And so I've caught myself frequently just sort of beating myself up because if I want a bigger business, if I want greater influence in the world with the message that I have, then I have, you know, marketing has to be done. Well, finally, I remember I was gardening one day and I said, okay, I'm done. I will not beat myself up anymore because I'm not a good marketer. And God, this business is yours. You take care of it. I will be grateful and content for the clients I have, for the few books that I'm selling. And if that's all I do in the world for the rest of my life, then that will be enough. I'm just making a decision, a stand here, that I will be content, that will be enough. Less than 2 weeks later, one of your team members called me. I was sitting in the backyard eating my lunch when she called. And we had the most wonderful low pressure visit about possibly being interviewed by you, Dr. Pat. There was no hard sell. She answered my questions. She was interested in what I did. And as we talked, I just felt this quietness inside. You were asking about guidance a while yes. back. I just felt this quiet affirmation inside that this is the solution for me. Doing an interview is a no-brainer for me. It's so easy. I've got so much content to share that, someone else is in charge, doesn't, you know, I don't have to plan the technology and all that. And so I ended up signing up with you to do interviews. And Dr. Pat, it wasn't instant, but one thing led to another. I began doing some, took out an ad in a local magazine that services the wealthier people in my neighborhood. And a couple other things that just sort of evolved in a very natural, organic way.
Yeah.
Not difficult, not hard for me to do at all. And my grandson, who manages my website, said, Nana, I don't know what you're doing, but the daily visits to my website have gone from an average of 8 to 800.
Wow.
And my income has tripled in the last 8 months. My next desire is that I be selling more books, because there's a limit to how many couples I can coach. And, I'd like the books to sell better. They stand alone. But I don't have any other explanation for why it happened, except that I gave up trying to make it happen in a way that didn't yeah. work for me.
Yeah.
And was content. I think the number one thing gratitude brings us is contentment. And when we're quiet inside and content, then we're open to being led or guided in ways that I could never imagine meeting you or being interviewed by you. I didn't know who you were. I had to look up who you were.
But, that's the framework we operate from. We get asked so many times, Nancy, how did you find me?
Right.
And we used to make up stories, because how people show up were beyond. For example, I was doing something this morning and I was looking for a website that I really liked to show one of our clients. And as I'm doing this, I'm like, I get caught on a couple of people's website and I'm like, what is she doing? So it's all in the energy of this gratitude. So right. Can we talk about that in the few minutes we have left?
Yes.
Because gratitude has an energy. Even if you don't buy into it 100%, the minute that you're willing to go there and say thank you, right? It has this expense. Can you talk about that? And by the way, I didn't know any of that you just shared. I love hearing stories like that. Wow.
In fact, the lady that called me, I said, how in the world did you find me? And she said, I found you on Facebook. And I said, you're kidding. I have a following of about 80 people on Facebook. How in the world did you find me?
Well, it was really important to me. I was doing some research on what was happening in relationships. I had noticed a ping in the divorce rates. I didn't want to talk to somebody that just had the same old script. I wanted to talk to somebody that had been through the hard times. And I said to them, hey, if you're out there looking, we need to do something to help our listeners here.
Yeah.
But this, to me, I just can't say enough to our folks right now, begging all of you, please try this. I made a commitment to say thank you, God, Spirit, 70 times a day for 70 days. And it didn't matter what showed up. It didn't, really didn't.
Right. Which is one of the keys, to not be attached to what shows up.
Thank you.
Because if you're attached to what shows up, then it comes across more as a demand or a technique rather than a genuine spirit of appreciation or gratitude. So it changes the energy in me. I feel it in me as an opening. It's an opening and a relaxing of my demands. Whereas when I'm worried, I close the doors, I close down.
Yeah.
And I block whatever good may be coming my way by being so afraid or worrying or beating myself up about one thing or another. That energy closes me off. So gratitude, appreciation, saying thank you, God, it opens me up to a whole world of possibilities that I don't even know exist. Yeah. I didn't know you existed.
Some days I kind of feel the same way about myself. First of all, thank you for everything you're doing. I want to make sure when you go to Nancy's site, everybody, nancylandrum.com, you can do a download. Does your communication connect or distance? And I think it's really important to do that. But more importantly, what is the best way for people to talk with you to get a consult? Because this is one of these areas, right? If I wasn't doing these shows with you, I wouldn't know necessarily that I need all of your experience expertise. You know, even rereading one of your books, I wouldn't know it until I find myself in a situation I don't know how to respond. But how do people work with you? What is the best way to get them to connect with you?
There's two best ways. One way is just to email me directly. That's nancy@nancylandrum.com. That's the most direct route. I check my email every day, a couple times a day. I answer quickly. The other is to call the number 951-239-1134 and leave a message. I will get back to you within 24 hours at the very latest. We can set up what is a complimentary appointment. The first sessions with me are always complimentary. You need to see if you're comfortable working with me. I need to make sure that my skills match what you need. So it takes about 30 to 40 minutes, that first complimentary appointment, and then we decide together if we're going to move forward or not.
Couple minutes left, but really important minutes. Really important. I've had to explain to more people why. Why this, Pat? I'm going to make a statement. I'd love for you to fill in the blanks. A woman said to me, a mentor of mine who passed away, said to me, here's the thing, Pat. You could try to fight it. You can put those boxing gloves on. But I'm going to share something that is magical and mystical about gratitude. Gratitude, and pick your choice. Doesn't matter what the negative other emotional energy is. Could be fear, could be worry, could be hatred, could be whatever. Pick one. They cannot coexist. Gratitude will always win. You will literally obliterate the other one.
I agree wholeheartedly. They can't coexist. And for me, I've lived a great deal of my life being afraid of one thing or another. And gratitude and fear can't coexist. And you can, it's like switching the tracks on a train. Switching the train from one track to another, it can happen instantly. I can go from fear to gratitude immediately. And many times, Dr. Pat, I've had to switch from fear to gratitude or appreciation 100 times a day because my brain is so attached to being worried and being fearful that I literally had to consciously switch to the track of gratitude many times a day, like you did at 70 times a day. When my older son was dying, I switched that track 100 times a day. I had a mantra that I repeated. I am walking in peace, trusting the path to unfold. And I was not only trusting that my own path would unfold, but that Stephen's path would unfold. I'm walking in peace. God, I'm walking in peace. Do you know I'm hurting, God? My son is dying. But I am walking in peace. That's your gift to me if I trust the path to unfold. That was God's promise to me. I'll give you my peace if you will give me your trust. It's an exchange.
I'll tell you this. Today's show to me just needed to hear it again for a lot of reasons.
Me too.
Needed to hear it again for a lot of reasons. But most importantly, I needed to hear it again. And I think our listeners, see, these topics show up because our audience is bringing them in. I think we all needed to be reminded of how truly powerful we are. And that's what sets us apart. We have the ability to bring that in. Thank you, Nancy. What is your personal message and what would you like to leave us with today?
You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by switching from fear to gratitude, by switching from anger or bitterness to gratitude. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Nancy Landrum, everyone, I want to make sure you all go to her website, Nancy Landrum, LANDRUM.com. Please connect with Nancy. Nancy, thank you for everything you're doing. I mean, it is a beautiful reminder, and thank you for using such powerful words to describe gratitude. Thank you for all that you do.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me, Pat.
You bet. For all of you out there, try it. Thank you. Just walk around. Thank you in your head. Just keep saying it. And from me to all of you, thank you so much for being the best audience on the planet. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.